from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the father of a man killed by a lightning strike over the summer is now blaming the North Jersey golf course where it happened. A new lawsuit says that Ballyowen Golf Club in Sussex County failed to take the safety of 28-year-old Simon Mariani and other golfers into consideration. Mariani of Franklin Lakes was hit by lightning during a July tournament and died a few days later. The golf club says the storm came up quickly and a warning horn was sounded to alert players to get off the course. To urge consumers to be cautious when purchasing gift cards this holiday season, New Jersey Assemblywoman Barbara McCann-Stamato is backing legislation that would require retail merchants who sell gift cards to post clear signs near the display areas, warning consumers about the risk of fraud and providing instructions on how to report suspected scams.
While we know that most, if not all, merchants are honest, these scams are so sophisticated. You know, I feel that one more added layer of protection is necessary.
And she advises consumers that when they purchase a gift card, to get a receipt and tape it to the back of the card as proof of validation. New Jersey News brought to you by Credit Solutions, a division of Hudson Hyundai. Do you have bad credit? Is it a problem getting a car loan? Call Credit Solutions at 888-836-5292 for a fast pre-approval or visit HudsonHyundai.com. With MetroCard sales and refills set to end on December 31st, another fare option for PATH riders is now available.
PATH riders can now switch to the TAP card to continue paying fares with a physical card, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey announced. TAP cards can be purchased and reloaded from new user-friendly vending machines at PATH stations and online. Unlike SmartLink, where riders had to buy a card and reload funds on two separate machines, they'll be able to buy and reload TAP cards at one machine. TAP cards can be loaded with any dollar amount, and riders can also buy 10, 20, and 40 trip packages. New TAP cards are available with a $5 purchase fee, but if you register the card online, you'll get a $5 travel credit. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And officials in Ocean County and several other New Jersey counties have issued code blue alerts as temperatures across the state have dipped below freezing. Local governments issue code blue alerts when temperatures fall below freezing and unsheltered people are at risk. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. When will we thaw out? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A storm system is passing south of New Jersey today. Now, that means not only are we dealing with frigid temperatures, but also abundant cloud cover and some snow showers. The best chance for light snow accumulations today will be south of the Atlantic City Expressway, on the order of a healthy coating. Meanwhile, high temperatures this afternoon only reaching the lower 30s. Freezing mark, that's it. Tonight will be cloudy and calm. Temperatures only drop a few degrees to about 30. And this weekend will be better, not quite as cold. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of a flurry or sprinkle, highs around 40. Clouds and sun on Sunday with a chance of a late day shower, highs in the lower 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now around New Jersey, 27 degrees in Camden. It's 26 in Piscataway. Point Pleasant is 32. And weather brought to you by DC Equipment and Supplies, where clean gets smarter, not harder. From advanced cleaning equipment and robotics to janitorial supplies and expert repairs by Scrubber Doctor, DC makes clean easy. Need a bulk ice melter and tools this winter season? DC's got you covered. Visit them online, DCEquipment.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.